Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to Black History Month. That's right, we're counting down the final days of Black History Month. I'd like to welcome you to our all-new featured show, Oracles Read by Omi Inca 7. That's right, this is Black History Month, and we are going to make sure that we get all those 28 days in and try to do something in this room. So how is everyone doing today? Tamarans, how are you doing? Wadu, Tamarans, and Alafia to those out there who are celebrating the Black History Month. We've been able to watch a series of shows on TV that are featuring some of our heroes and sheroes. I don't know about you, but I've been spending a lot of time at the library picking out various different CDs that will give me the bios of some of our heroes and sheroes. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to see the Jesse Owens story, but I want you to get out there and take advantage of looking at that story because it's very controversial. And I'd like to say for the record, Black History Month is one of my favorite times of the year, and we have always put Kwanzaa first on our list, and now we're trying to squeeze everything in during the month of February. But don't contrary, we still have the month of March for Women's Month. So don't forget to bring in speakers that can talk to you about some of the fast-moving women out there who are actually making a difference in society for the month of March. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you once again by saying you've got your Omi Inca here. I am your empress. I'm here to serve you, whatever you like. I am your advocate. I'm here to advocate for you. And once again, for those friends of mine who have been following me, I want to say thank you for being my friend and for following me and supporting me and continue to follow the leader. That's right. We will be bringing you into consciousness and bringing you up to date on things that are going on for African Americans. I know that you've been watching Chicago out front with their lobbying, with their marching, and with their aim to make a difference. One aim and one purpose. So if you're not out front making a difference, trying to change things for African Americans, not just because it's Black History Month, but do it out of season and in season. We need some changes to go forward. And they're not all going to happen just because we have a black president. And they're not all going to happen just because we got an election coming up. We got to get out there and get behind our words and in front of them. And we got to mean what we say, not just in theory, but in practice. Some of us want to get religion and do a lot of talking about the theory, the word. But there's no practice going on whatsoever. Now, I'm a little fed up with all of us who claim to love the Lord. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. We have to have an intimate relationship going on. We have to have some meditation going on. And we have to understand that we're not being good for the sake of being good. We are trying to become human beings. We are aliens having a human experience. And it takes us so long to become a putrid human being, to come into our humanism. People are acting out of nature and acting just like animals and wondering why is there so many unsolved murders. We've got to come into consciousness of being human beings. Once we can become human beings, we can see that it pays and it gives us no advantage just to be good. We can become goody two-shoes, most people would say. But you're being good because of cause and effect. You don't want any repercussions and consequences that follow. Now, you know how Omi can go on. Once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Black History Month. And I want to say that we're waiting here. Let's see. We're waiting here for, okay. We're waiting here for our guest to come in. I don't know if he had any trouble out in the lobby or not, but we do have a guest speaker for this evening, but we're going to go right on. I don't see him out in the lobby. And Mr. Elmore, if you're out in the lobby, please press the 1 and let them know that you would like to speak to the host, and then we can bring you right in to our atmosphere. Let's see if he's out here. I don't see him on here. Maybe he's running late, but nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, you've got your Omi here. I am your servant, and I am your empress, and I'm here to serve you. Once again, we are excited, we're excited, we're excited. The movement, people, is taking place right in Chicago, Illinois, where people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired and fed up. And they are coming against all oppositions. People from around the world are coming to watch them organize and to pick up some of their skills in organization. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to go back and look over the Marcus Garvey organization and structure, but he was a prolific organizer, and he did great things for the community. And he laid a foundation that somebody should have picked up and followed. Now, ever since Dr. Martin Luther King has made his transition, if I could count on my finger the things that we accomplished, such as make it possible to ride on the front of the bus, be able to sit at lunch counters, and be able to come in to various different establishments in the front door. But we got to do more than that. We got immigrants that are coming over here now that are getting our spots and positions, and we're still struggling trying to have the all-American dream just to get a piece or a slice of the apple pie. That's right, African Americans are still struggling, and we have not arrived yet. Now, for those of you who might be those bougie who have actually gone up the ladder and hit the glass ceiling and think you have accomplished something because of your finances, until we all have the same entrance, one of us who suffers will suffer for all of us. We've got to have the one aim, one vision, and one unity to understand that this is not an individual uno pronoun, I. We are a communal people. We've certainly got to look at what is necessary to keep us moving as unity of communal people. And I'm not talking about a village that will correct the child. I'm talking about a village that will make up the people. If there's no people at home to make up a village, then you can forget about the child because he's going to go astray and grow up like weeds. Now, I want to remind you that Black History Month means that you not only carry yourself with dignity and pride when you look back on your ancestors and see what they've done, you not only walk around with your head held high and this fake kind of pride, but you look at the humbleness that a lot of us had to go through to lay the foundation for some of us to walk through the front door. Now, we don't want to just keep pounding Dr. Martin Luther King. There was a lot of men and women who made it possible for us to be able to be unmolested and be on your phone line today. Now, let me check my phone line again and see if our guest has arrived. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on where they're trying to stop us from doing what we do. We're still trying to get on here. And if you're on the line, just wait. We will get back to you in a minute. And somebody's trying to stop us from getting on here. But this is Black History Month, and their ancestors are working on our behalf. I know there are. And they're doing everything in their power to keep us off this line because they don't want us to speak to the people. I know that's what that is. That's exactly what that is. Yeah, they tried to take us off the page, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Not going to work. He didn't even get come on like he was supposed to, like you know what he did. Nothing wrong with this internet. There's nothing wrong with this internet. Nothing. And this thing is working. And now this page goes off for some reason. We're on our way back in here, some kind of way. We're going to get back on this line. And if you're listening, I hope you can hear me. We're just been put out of the room, but not out of sight, and I hope you can still hear me. And Mr. Elmore, if you are still out there in the lobby, we're having some technical difficulty, but we should be right back on. And this little animal keeps coming up here saying not available. Why wouldn't it be available unless they're doing something to the screen? And we know that that happens sometimes when they don't want to hear what we got to say. But we're going to keep on pushing and get this thing back on. So hang on, people. Hang on. Because this is temporary. This is not permanent. And I hope you're listening to me out there and you can hear my voice. We're still in the mood for celebrating Black History Month, no matter what is going on with the system here. We have to realize that this can happen sometimes. And when we have people saying, this webpage is not available, we know what's going on. We know exactly what's going on. We speak to the enemy and we remove the enemy so that he has no authority over these airwaves. But we are going to continue to celebrate Black History Month, and we're going to open up these airwaves, and we are going to keep doing what we do best, and that is to speak about what needs to change in our communities, what needs to happen in our community, and how we are going to make a difference as an African American. We are aliens here in this country having a human experience. And we are going to come into consciousness one way or the other. And this webpage is going to line up. Because what we are having here is not a technical difficulty. It's someone intentionally taking us off the airwaves. And it better change and turn around. Because there's people that need to hear from us. And they count on us. And they have a lot to learn. And there's things that Black people cannot get through without a communal setting. And that's what we're creating here, as a communal setting, so that we all can worship on one accord, and we can all fight in the spirit. And if you're hearing my voice out there, I am out in the lobby trying to get back into the room, okay? And things happen, but I've been on here for 5 years, and Blog Talk has been very gracious in assisting me, and I hope they will assist me now in letting me back in the room. Because they don't have any authority over what has to be said. They have to be obedient to what the word says. They have to be obedient. And it's kind of ironic that we've had a lot of problems with getting on and off these airways. And for the benefit of those who don't know about who we are, we are a family advocate center that works on informing the families about righteous living and trying to bring the news and consciousness to our community. And our community depends on these messages, I know, and you follow me and support me, and I want to thank you throughout the year. You've been so gracious in helping to follow me and follow the leader. And for those of you who have not come to our show, we would love for you to come to our show and be a part of our show. And we're on Blog Talk, and our schedule has been a little sporadic. We have not been on at a regular time, but I'd still like for you to check the schedule and see when we are on. And come right on and support us. Now, Mr. Elmore, I am outside of this room, locked out. You might be sitting in the room now. I don't know. If you are, please sit patiently because I am feverishly trying to get back to you. Once again, I'd like to welcome my old friends by saying Habaragani. And to my new friends, I say, what's up? We're having technical difficulty in the room, and I'm outside of the room trying to get in. But I'll continue to speak to you and hope that you can hear my voice. And for those of you who are out there in the lobby and continue to follow me, keep following the leader and don't stop. Because there's going to be a lot of changes this year, and we've talked about oracle readings before. Everyone needs to know what is in the future for them. Everyone needs to know how to plan. And that's why we have the oracle readings in our room. And we were going to give a reading tonight for the nation. And the reading tonight for the nation is that don't be despaired by what you see going on in the political arena. That is an agitation just to sidetrack you. But worlds change, and lives change, and we're in a new world. So that means this new world order means that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And we need to get in position as African-American people, and we need to understand that because this earth is changing, we must get in position to rule again. And we are the mother and fathers of the races, and we have to be adults about this and begin to get our children in order and position ourselves to be leaders again. But you cannot do that when you are serving a cause of wasted time and finding out that you are acting as a second-class citizen. You have never been a second-class citizen, and neither could you ever sub anything. You have always been an Asiatic first comer, and you must believe that before you begin to believe that tune of being a minority. You must understand that you can no way be a minority with you being the first black face and the burnt-skinned people upon this earth. So get ready, people, because we are going to have to get our acts together. And we are going to have to put down these wasted platforms and use platforms that will make a difference for us. Because right now we got people that are suffering for the lack of the word. We perish for lack of the word. And there's not enough radio stations that are ministering to families and trying to bring the holistic family back to viewpoint. We must look at things from that perspective. And if you don't look at it from that perspective, you must look at it from a perspective that you will not always be on the bottom. And people, you've got to know that. So stop believing the hype. You will not always be on the bottom. And your time will come, or your time has already come. And you've got to get in position so that you can be a leader again. But you cannot go around here thinking because you don't have money, filthy lucre, thinking because you got to have a big, fine, fancy car and a job to go with it. Let's understand you serve a great master. And you serve a higher force. And you are God's little children, and you will overcome this earth. So you must get in position where you realize that you are going to lead again. That's right. You are going to lead again. But you cannot lead with the understanding that you're afraid and that things will not work for you and that because you're black and you think that you're uneducated, you don't have a chance to make a difference. You have every chance to make a difference. And you can start making that difference now by getting on this radio and listening to what some of us have to say. We have to understand that we don't have to have leaders anymore. We can be a leader within ourselves, and we don't want to put one leader out front because we know what happens when we stick one person out front. You kill the head, then you destroy the body. And we're not trying to get anyone destroyed anymore like our famous Dr. Martin Luther King was destroyed and other leaders that we've had. It's very vital that you should understand that we're coming into a new dispensation where we no longer need leaders. We need everyone to be able to carry the spear. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Omienka 7. I've been broadcasting on this show now for over 6 years. I've been bringing you all sorts of interviews and all opportunities to speak to various different leaders in our community. And from time to time, when there are no leaders to bring you on, I bring the message to you. And today we're waiting for Mr. Anthony F. Elmore out in the lobby, and he didn't call in, so I'm not certain if he got through or what is going on, and I'm still waiting for him to call in. Now, if you are out there in the lobby and you want to hear this discussion, don't leave. because we're about to get on the air now, and I see the airwaves are clearing up, and I've spoke to the airwaves and spoke into the ether and called for Blog Talk radio station that they will put us back on the air, and we will soon be able to regroup with our group again. And it's kind of interesting because my computer and my special smartphone is not smart anymore. Isn't that something? The thing that you rely on the most that is smart becomes ignorant at a time when you need it. I hear you. The show is still going on, and I am sorry that we're having some technical difficulty. And Mr. Anthony S., I did make contact with you, and I see that they're keeping you out of the room. However, we're going to try to bring you back in for the last few minutes, if you hold tight. Mr. Anthony M., we are trying to bring you back into the room. I know you've been out there in the lobby for a while, and why they have you in queue and won't let you in, I don't understand. This is not how we do business around here. When guests come, we are polite and we let them in. And you being the famous person that I know you are, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Blog Talk. And it's not letting you in, but hopefully, I keep saying this page is not available, and I don't know why I keep saying that. Mr. Anthony Ash, Elmore, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Blog Talk Radio Station. You've been out in the queue for quite a while, but if you can listen out in the queue and hear my voice, I am busy trying to see if I can get you in there. Now, one of the things I know that I wanted to tell you about our guest, he is a famous kickboxer. He has also started his own foundation of the Proud Black Buddhist, and he's the founder and CEO, and he's been doing quite a few things in the Buddhist arena for African Americans to be more visible. He wanted to come on today to talk to us about why Buddhism is the religion of choice for African Americans. Now, I have been researching myself, trying to get more information on Buddhism and where its origin came from, and I found out many things about the fact that it came out of India from a black man named Shakyamuni. And I'm very, very interested in learning more about Shakyamuni and the lifestyle he had, and not the fact that he was a monk and he shaved his head and he walked around pious, but the fact that we're in a day and a time where we need a set of principles to live by. We need a set of chanting words that we can use that are powerful, that will make a difference in our lives and the way we function in our everyday activity. And Buddhism may be the choice for African Americans. Who knows? It may be the religion that we have not examined that is a Mid-Easterner's religion that can really help us in our state. Yes, we're falling lower than a refugee, and in our state we must come back to conscious living and with character and living a life of purpose. So it's very vital that we should find out what the black Buddhists have to offer African Americans. I understand that there's, just as there is in every religion, there's a lot of rift that has gone on in Buddhism trying to identify the inclusion of blackness and the culture. Everywhere we go, blacks have to fight to be included. Blacks have to fight to make sure that the history is taught appropriately and is not miseducated. Everywhere we go, even in the Christian faith, Jesus is depicted as someone that is none other than a non-Melanite person. So when will we find our real Savior? Will our real Savior please stand up? And if that real Savior is available, will he please present himself to the African Americans? Because we have been pious, loving, praying, God-fearing people, and we've suffered the most, and we've cried out to the Lord and Savior, and nothing has come forward but fakeness. Now, we have grown up. We're not children. We're not looking for a statue to come out of its presence and become visible to us. We don't need to see the unknown or the hidden. We just need to be able to know that this God that we're going to serve is going to serve us. I've already told you that we're God, that we're not looking for any God that we can serve, but a God that can serve us. So if Buddhist is that type of religion that will give us a chance to walk in the path of the middle way, we don't want theory, we want practice. And that's what we're lacking in all of our faith. Most of us are carrying our books around and our Bibles around and our Goshas around and our Lotus Sutra, and we're carrying theory only, no practice. And we are dying from a lack of good examples of practice. And we're hoping and praying that this Buddhism will bring us a way of life, a practice, because every other religion that we've ventured out to give our hearts, our time, our money, our finance, our children, our life, our firstborn, we've been losing out, and only to find that Dorothy's been standing out there clicking her heels, and on the other side of that wall where the wizard is, we find that he's a fly. Now, we can't continue to believe that all of these faiths have been created by a higher force to serve us, and it has not done what it's supposed to do. So I've asked Mr. Elmore several times, how can we fall in love with this religion like we fell in love with the Jesus, our eldest brother? How can we reach after this stone man and make it come to life with spirituality? Something that will lift us in our lowliest state. Something that will turn us around when doors have been closed and windows won't open. And something that will give us food on our table when there's no more jobs to go to. We don't need another theory, but we need a lifestyle of a way that we can look and follow the pattern of the middle way and walk that way so that things will begin to start to open up on our behalf. The blacks have suffered much. We've gone through so much lower than a refugee. Now the refugees are coming in and taking our spot. How low can we go? If they take our spot, where must we go? Are they pushing us out to the river? Are they pushing us off to another continent? When our forefathers helped to build this country, when our forefathers sweat, build these institutions, when doors are being closed in our community, when there's no more school in session, and funds and monies have gone out the window, and our children can't be educated, yet we still pay taxes, then we wonder, why has our God forsaken us? Has our God forsaken us? Are we the gods that must stand up? We are looking to a stone face to do for us what we could do for ourselves. Up you, mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Lift your head up. You're the mighty race. We're communal people. And what we do as a communal people will be lasting. Not what we look up in the sky and throw our hands up for manna and wait for it to fall. Not when we jump out into the ocean and go out to see if we can walk on water. But we must make the miracles come to us. We must call things into being. We must use our words to be powerful, like a two-edged sword, cut going in and cut coming out. This is Black History Month. This is the time to do or die. We say all the things we're going to do. We talk about how we're going to congregate and come together, but nothing has come together for us. Unfortunately, nothing has come together for us. Where are our saviors? Is it in the Buddha, in the Middle Passage? Is it in Jesus? Is it in Allah? Is it in El Shaddai? Is it in Oladulamare? Where are our saviors? We are the saviors. We birth them every day. When our children look into our eyes, we ask them, is you the one that will come and deliver us? Our deliverer is within ourselves and our children. They will rise up and deliver the people across the Red Sea. We're the ones that they talked about that came across the Red Sea. We're those burnt-skinned people. Don't forget that, African-American. We're those burnt-skinned people, the Nubians, who sought after God and traveled across all of the diasporas looking for that God to have favor for them. Well, have favor in yourself, because you are the God you've been looking for. No Buddha can do it for you. No Allah can do it for you. No El Shaddai. No Oladulamare. No Allah. The Buddha lies within you. The Buddha lies within you. Call the Buddha forth and begin to start functioning as a God. And God will show up. He will be activated within you. Stir up the God that's within you. He put his essence in all of us. Now we must walk the path, the fivefold path. We must look at this world as knowing it goes through cycles. Yes, there must be some deaths, but we're eternal. We cannot die. The spirit will always rise up. Now up you, mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Stop looking for the God outside of yourself. The God lies within you. Your answers and solutions are within you. This Black History Month, begin to search within yourself. Spend some time meditating, functioning on the God that's within you, using your mantras as powerful weapons, using your words to call things into being. Speak things that be not as though they were. Know that you are God, little children, and ye have overcome them. And you must understand that nothing is coming for you and I. We must rise up. No leader is coming to deliver us from anything. No Martin Luther King. Those days are for the past. You are the king. You are the God. Rise up and tell your children that they are the ones you've been waiting for. And ask them once again, is you the one to come and bring a message to our community that will deliver the people? I thank you for listening to the sound of my voice today. This is Black History Month. I'm full of the spirit. I would like to see our people come together for once and for all and stop relying on religion, and know that you got religion and it's within you. And you must understand salubrious diversity, as one of my brothers taught, looking at all religion and seeing the commonality in them and how you can use the religion to serve you. You don't serve the religion. You don't serve the God. You use those as tools to manifest yourself and the God that lives within you. And don't ever accept a teaching that does not have a God that can cooperatively work with you. You and God are posse. You work on one accord together. You're the little G. You're just like a drop of water to an ocean. You're not that God, but you're the drop of water to the ocean. Work together with the God on the inside of you. But you must sit still with yourself. And no magnifying Buddha or no magnifying Jesus is going to change anything until you make the first step to look in the mirror. Like Michael Jackson said, you make that change. We are waiting too long, and how long we've been waiting, and we've been sitting and waiting for something to come. It's already here. As the Jews set the table, and they wait for Elijah to come. Well, Elijah said in the scriptures, I've already come for this generation, but the generation knew me not. So it's time for you to understand that the Elijah that you've been looking for resides within your children and within yourself. Don't search outside of yourself for anything that's greater than you. There's nothing greater outside of yourself. And when you serve the self and love the self with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, and then go and love your brothers, your neighbors as yourself, then you've done the most, utmost to take care of the two most commandments. Love thyself with all thy heart and soul, and then love thy neighbor like thyself. And when you've been strengthened, you go and strengthen your brother and lift him up. It's time to lift up the brethren today. Those that are lowliest in heart, you don't have to shoot anybody down with a gun. All you have to do is break their spirit, and then they're done for it. Lift up a brother and sister today during Black History Month. Lift them up. Lift them up. Because it was on our shoulders of our ancestors that we stood, and we're the sum total of why they came. And we are them, and they are us. And without having a communion of the spirits and calling forth the ancestors, we cannot have the greater circle. We cannot do the job. Now call the greater circle of the ancestors for us. We know that they are the ones that stood out front. We know that they existed. Believe in your ancestors. If you can't believe in nothing else, believe in your ancestors. They existed. And they were the reason that you're here now. So call on your ancestors, Eli. Call on your ancestors, Eli. They will pick you up. They will make you strong. And they will make the way open and clear for you. If you can't believe in nothing else, call on your ancestors. My dear, Aunt Peaches, Aunt Clara. Initial call on your ancestors today. They will pick you up and they will make you strong. Now, I want to say one thing to you, that this opportunity, hold on,